Are you stressed about meal planning, meal prepping, meal cooking? Well, eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. I do mean ready-to-eat. All of Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in 2 minutes. So if you don't know how to cook or you just don't want to, you don't need to know anything other than how to work a microwave. I know you've mastered that. With Factor, you choose from a weekly menu of 35 mouth-watering options like keto, protein plus, vegan and veggie, calorie smart. Are you a lover of gourmet? Well, Factor offers meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, broccolini, truffle butter, that's fancy. And to make your life even more simple and delicious, Factor has more than 60 add-ons, breakfast options, on-the-go lunches, snacks, beverages. You can customize your weekly meals, order as little or as much as you need, and you can also pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. P.S. Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/kid50. Use code KID50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next order. That's code KID50 at factormeals.com/kid50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Even in high heels and a fancy ball gown, I'm willing to do anything. I'm just that kind of girl. I can get down and dirty, and I can dress up and go to the ball.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Get your happy back.
Mine is unlovable.
You want to lash out. You want to curse. You want to get angry.
A TV theme show song!
And a lot of times, you carry that anger and negativity with you throughout the entire day.
How you gonna tell me what's perfect for me?
Instead of keeping that chain of negativity going, break it by inserting a positive.
Shout out.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show starts now.
In a way!
Good Tuesday morning. Today is Tuesday, September 20th, 2022, and we are the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Kelly, I got a feeling today's gonna be a good day.
Why?
I don't know. Every once in a while.
You say that every day, and after a while it's like, the sky is falling,
It's just presented in a different way, but he feels good
every day. It's the same thing.
But that's good.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really good day today.
Because I'm getting everybody in my DMs like, is Mercury in the microwave, retrograde, what's going on?
Okay, well, see, they call me telling me they have a good day. So see, here's what we figured out.
What?
If people don't have a good day, they contact me. If stuff's going wrong, they contact you.
Well, what does that tell you right there?
Here's Kelly Raspberry.
I think I've already done my part today. I really don't know. Is Mercury in retrograde? Everybody's been DMing me. I have not.
We could check it out.
Based on the glitching and the amount of difficulty I'm having with electronics, I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Even if it's not literally in retrograde.
It is in retrograde, according to Trey. He gave us a thumbs up. He looked it up.
Until October 1st.
I'm telling you, technology right now. It's the pits.
When did it start? When did your technology issue start?
It's been going on for about a week or two.
Oh, September 9th was when it started.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you, I'm having issues.
My wife and I have a technology argument all the time, and she doesn't use her computer very often. Mostly the kids do, but when she does use it, she complains about it, and I always say, have you updated it? For the last 6 years or 5 years, however long she's had that computer, I ask her, have you updated it? And the answer is no every time. I know it's no. Yeah. So upsets her.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that would alleviate a lot of the problems, you know? Like, you're having tech issues, update.
Jesse, a long time ago, before I introduced everybody else, you bought Kenzie a computer or an iPad or something, and she never used it. And did you ever take it back, or did she start using it, or what?
She started using it.
Because
it just sat in the box for a year. It was for her birthday.
I bought Amy an iPad. I don't know if she's taking it out of the box.
Yeah.
She took it out to look at it.
And we feel like we did such a good job with the gift.
I feel like, oh man,
she's going to be so excited.
You're always watching these videos on your phone. Now you don't have to watch them on your phone anymore. You have a nice iPad.
But your phone fits in your hand. No, what's the point of the iPad?
Because it's like, I equate it to like if I had a 20-inch TV and somebody gave me a big screen TV.
Yeah.
I would be so happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a harder hold in your hand. Well, and then also it's not as powerful as a laptop.
Put it on your lap.
I think iPads are a waste of time.
Oh, wow.
Hold on. Let me
well, with the iPhone screens just getting bigger and bigger.
Let me get my Christmas list out here. No iPad for Justin.
That's right. You tell him.
Good.
Here's Anna. Good morning.
Good morning. I feel like, I know that I'm easily influenced, but I feel like as of lately, I've been even more easily influenced. Okay. I went to go grab a drink with a friend, and I ordered an Aperol Spritz. Ooh. And she was like, since when do you drink Aperol Spritz? And I was like, well, Florence Pugh drank one on the red carpet for Don't Worry, Darling, so obviously I'm going to have one.
What's Aperol Spritz?
I don't know, but it was good.
What's in it? Like, what's it taste like?
I think I saw them make it. It's kind of like reddish. I'm not totally sure what Aperol is, but then they put a little bit of
wine with soda or
something? Yes, yes. It was like white wine.
Oh. Yeah, it's like with a little squirt of soda. Heather McMahon drinks those a lot.
It was pretty good, I will say. I did like it. And now I'm going to... Thanks, Florence Pugh.
And I've been reading reviews on Don't Worry, Darling, because I know there was a lot of gossip regarding the movie and what's going on with Florence and, mm-hmm. and Olivia and Harry.
Mm-hmm.
And she is getting... so much love for her performance.
Oscar-worthy.
And I agree. And so does Chris Pine. Chris Pine was so good in that movie as well.
It was a good movie. The critics are just being critical.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to be. My policeman's the one's getting torn up.
My policeman?
Is it really?
Who's in that one?
Harry Styles.
Oh, hey, Harry, dude.
That's where he's has the love interest.
Uh-huh. Justin, what's up?
So I love TikTok so much because then it gives me some tunes to think of every day. And the one that's lately in my head is period.
My daughter asked me to say that last night because her friend was on the phone and I don't know what I was saying.
Did you say it?
But I did it because I want to be a good sport.
Well, I had a period yesterday and that was cooking dinner with Bae. And my period was going through the self-checkout at the grocery store because the woman in front of me made the line wait for 30 minutes because she was going to pay with Robux. Since when can you pay with Robux?
What?
Robux?
Robux.
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 Is that from like
Roblox? Roblox. From Roblox. Yeah, she was paying with that.
Oh, I thought RuPaul had
Roblox. But the people at the grocery store was like, we just take money. We take U.S. dollar.
Was it a young lady?
I don't know. I was like, girl, if you don't get your soda and pickles and get out of here.
Because Roblox is like what my kids play.
Yeah. That's what she was paying her groceries with.
Is it real, like,
yeah, it's like
money?
It's a world. Roblox is a world, and you have your little avatar, and you can change what
she
you look like.
Okay.
And they're like little blocks
so.
Characters.
Yeah, judging by what she had in her cart, she seemed okay.
Okay, what's period?
There's a girl. She's like, I guess she's like a rapper or something like that. And she has this like really cool, sick trap beat going, and she's like, Period.
Is a good thing and period is a bad thing.
Basically, rappers are then taking it and they're coming up with their own lines to the song to period ab.
There
period,
are some really crazy good rappers on TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. It's shocking how much talent is out there though.
Well, I'm glad people are using it to like put themselves out there.
Yeah. They should.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
And people are annoyed with her because they think it's not the best.
Yeah, guilty. It's every time it comes up on my feed, I scroll so fast.
But I'm annoying my boyfriend with it.
In the control room, here, Strike.
How many planets are there?
Nine.
See, hold on.
A whole bunch.
Are you a Pluto guy or not a Pluto guy?
I'm a Pluto exclusionist.
Justice for exclusionist? Pluto.
Yeah.
So eight.
Eight. Eight's my number. I'm just making sure we're all on board here.
I think Pluto's a planet, so I'm going to say
I'm with you,
Kelly.
There
was a whole bunch same. More. Like, haven't we been discovering new planets and stuff?
But that's in different galaxies.
I mean, in this solar system.
You are correct,
Al.
That is true. So there's a bajillion of them.
What's bigger, the galaxy or the solar system?
Six of the eight or nine planets that we have are in retrograde right now.
See, whoa. That's why it's such a mess.
We've got Pluto in retrograde, which is urging us to embrace our edgier desires.
And here's why I count Pluto as a planet, because no give backsies. We already gave them the title. Like, that sucks to take it away from Pluto. You don't want to hurt Pluto's feelings.
Tell it to Reggie Bush.
Pluto's already so far away.
Wow.
Saturn began moonwalking, as this article says.
Oh.
And it is... we need to reassess our commitments.
Okay.
Neptune in retrograde as well. Needed to check in and revisit our dreams.
Mm. Oh.
Jupiter in retrograde. We need to expand our network and our aspirations. Mm. And Uranus is in retrograde.
Uranus.
Which is meaning that you need to be patient with yourself and others who are trying to impede your personal growth.
No,
I'm still going to scroll past that period.
I think producer Nick and I are the only ones that call Uranus.
And if we believe the Mercury one, we have to believe all of them, right?
Yes.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I saw on the news this morning that there's noise coming from Mars. Like, I don't know if it's space rocks or hitting the surface of Mars.
Or wind.
But you know, they've got this the technology now, the microscopes, not microscopes, telescopes, and I guess somebody's up there with a microphone.
Yeah, Mars in the morning.
Yeah, right. but they're, it's making a noise. Like,
well, did you see?
And
a few weeks ago, they picked up a frequency from another
a radio show.
No, not. I don't, it was like a faint sound, yeah. But it was from very, very far away from another galaxy, possibly from another planet.
In a galaxy.
Yeah, far, so somebody far like, away. And to throw a frequency at, does that mean somebody's got to be throwing it at, like some a I living so. Thing?
Is that a period a living, at or a period of?
That's a period at. Ah. You know, all day on that. What's going on, Big Al Mac?
You know, speaking of noises, my I just moved into a new house, and my house makes noises. Like, you know, I guess everybody's house makes noises.
Creak.
Yeah, and so I'm just trying to learn them. You know, there's one of...
Like the good creek and the bad creek?
Yeah, and I'm just trying to figure out, because I've already knew my old house noises, and if it made that noise, I knew it was nothing to be afraid of. But now I got to learn these new noises.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I guess everybody's...
All the creeks.
Yeah, and I was in the restaurant this morning, and you know, like pages of a book, I was like, Big Money, what is that? I don't know.
I have one now that goes...
See?
It's a bam.
See?
It's not a creak. It's a bam that I get. Like, my house is just like, just random.
I still have that digital watch in my wall.
Yes.
It's still in my wall.
The watch?
The digital watch. Somebody dropped it as a joke, I would imagine. The builder must, some previous homeowner must have really ticked somebody off.
And you put a digital watch in your wall and it still beeps every once in a while.
The alarm goes off. Beep, 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 beep. Inside the wall. That's eventually, amazing. It's got to die, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But you've been there 3 or 4 years.
We've been there since 2000. We got married in 2018.
But those little digital clock, watches sometimes, or clocks, those batteries can last.
Well, how come your Apple Watch needs to be charged every day then?
Exactly. I mean, get it together, Apple.
Because Apple's right? going to release a new charger.
Very true. Anna, are there any celebrities celebrating birthdays?
Yes,
today?
Philip Phillips. Remember, he's from American Idol.
Yeah.
Yes. No,
find your way back home.
Yeah, that's a good one. He's 32 today. Happy birthday, Philip Phillips. Young Jock is 42.
Nice. Jock's been an old Jock, though.
And author of Game of Thrones, George R.R. Martin, is 74 today. Did you watch
House of the Dragon? Yeah. Yes. It was so good.
Today's also National Pepperoni Pizza Day. Love that.
What do you like to match your pepperoni with if you get to choose a second topping?
Jalapenos or mushrooms
are the go-to with pepperoni.
I made pizza last night. Yeah, it was pepperoni.
But you can
ground
also
meat
add both
and
of them.
Bison yeah. meat.
Was that good?
Yes, it was fantastic.
Have you ever had a bison burger?
Yes, I get one a week. They're fantastic.
It's also National Fried Rice Day.
Yum.
Love fried rice.
Love that.
What about fried rice on your pepperoni pizza?
No.
No.
Hey, don't knock it till you try it.
Yeah, no.
We haven't tried it. None of us have tried it.
That was, did you just peer to F me?
Yeah.
Ugh.
No.
And it's also National String Cheese Day.
I love string cheese.
Best midnight snack.
Mm-hmm. So you hit all three hits.
It's a good day.
That's a good day.
Today is a good day.
Al told us it's a good day.
I told you. Kelly didn't believe me, but
we're going to get pepperoni pizza, throw a cheese stick on there. You set. It's going to be a good day.
So Margot Robbie had to smuggle a suitcase filled with something they don't have in Australia because her friends think it's iconic. And Katy Perry explains why she does not have a full-time nanny for her 2-year-old, even though she really could use a full-time nanny. We'll get to that when we come back.
Kid Nation's Big Money, what is that? It's your chance to win thousands. Do you know what it is?
Yeah!
We play the game twice each weekday at 7:30 and 8:30 Central. And each time, 3 Kid Nation members will guess the mystery noise. If all 3 people are incorrect, the prize goes up $500. Drop us your info now to get exclusive clues at KidNation.com.
Big money.
The big money, what is that? On the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of 3 and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.